You've seen it all before. The Romans who have occupied the land had become experts at the art of execution. It seemed more than a punishment to them. It wasn't enough that the Romans just did as they pleased, as they took what they wanted. If they wanted more, they just raised taxes. But now, even during one of the most holy festivals that you have, the Feast of Passover, they've arrested a man and are now in the process of sentencing to death. Instead of some quick execution, they are once again planning the most horrific, most inhumane form of punishment ever conceived in the mind of man: the death by crucifixion. This wasn't intended to be a merciful death. The design was to put the condemned prisoner or person on display and to lift him up, so that all could see, and in most cases, even before they were on the cross, they had stripped him, tied him to a pole, and one of the guards would beat him to an inch of his life with a cat of nine tails. Usually the condemned person cried out in such pain they couldn't even stand it anymore. And if you were there and you were listening and watching, you couldn't even take the screams that were to be given. This was supposed to be a holy time of remembrance, a time to recall the deliverance from the bondage offered up to your forefathers so many generations ago. How that they took the blood of a spotless sacrificial lamb and applied it to the blood to the side and the tops of the doorpost of your house, and that the presence of the Lord passed over and mercy and deliverance was granted because of the blood of the Lamb. But this time it seemed different. One of the three condemned ones was a man you had heard about, a man they had called Jesus. And what you had heard about this man was nothing worthy of death. What has he done? As far as you knew, he was a gentle teacher. He was a healer, one who spoke of forgiveness and kindness. Certainly not like the other two. They may have even been deserving of this, but not Jesus. He was one of the most, it was almost as if he was like a gentle shepherd, and that, not that of a hardened criminal. In fact, this man, even during the scourge, didn't cry out. Never tried to talk his way out of it, never begged for his life, like so many had done in the past. As far as you could tell, it was as if he wanted all of this to take place. It was as if he was like a lamb being led to the sacrifice, like a lamb whose whole existence was to be raised and to give his life as that sacrifice and atonement. Now, instead of focusing on the Passover, your whole focus is now turned to the man on the middle cross. His only crime was that he claimed to be one with the Father. And as you watch, it was as if the Father is revealing the Son to us. This innocent man, this spotless sacrifice, this Lamb of God was shedding his blood so that others could live again. As important as it is, the remembrance of the Passover lamb was, as you stand and watch the Romans had intended this punishment to be a humiliation to the one raised upon the cross, but this time it was different. Instead of being a deterrent of following this man's life example, it was having the opposite effect. Now, all you want to do is to do more about him, is to learn more about him, more about his teaching, more about his compassion, more about this man on the cross. And if we were to retell the story, and you will, who will believe our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Well, it's revealed in this man, the spotless Lamb of God, Jesus. Dear Father in heaven, as we come today, remembering that sacrifice and remembering that spotless Lamb, so many times as Troy shared, even in the Sunday school lesson, Lord, the picture that it showed and how your Son fulfilled that upon the cross for us. As we have these emblems before us and to use as we partake to remember your Son's sacrifice, remember the blood that was poured out and shed there on Calvary, and the bread representing his body that was torn apart and beaten. As much as our remembrance was of other things that we know, many things in this life, our focus now should be about you and your cross, you and the cross. We thank you so much for your Son and that sacrifice, that ask that it would be something that would stir us on to be a better servant of yours. And as we even go through this time, these next few days here, a revival time, we just pray that it would be a blessing to you and beneficial to us. For it's in his precious name that we pray.